Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 3 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 3 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 13 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good evening. 18 hundred hours. Clear. 17 degrees.
This is KC8DLA. Do we have any pre-nut check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net? Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City, no traffic.
Okay, we have TC8YVF, TC8PCQ. Do we have any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net? Please call now. KDA-BOZ, Minnie, Bert, no topic. Thank you there, Minnie. Do we have any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net? Please call now. NTN, in and out. NTN, got you in and out. Are there any other pre-net check-ins? Please call now. KDA-BOA.
100 hours. Clear. 15 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCBOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on the frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. Please call now. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I'd like to take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins. Call now. KC-BOA.
Zulu Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, K8-0B, Bob in Owasso.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township. Good evening.
Okay, we picked up KE8ZOB and NAKPR. Are there any other check-ins? Please call now. KCVOA.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso, K8ZOB.
I got you in there, Bob. Are there any stations wishing to check in? Please call now. KC-BOA. Okay, station calling. Try again, please. You didn't quite make the repeater. Okay, being Super Bowl night, I didn't expect you to have that much of a turnout, but we'll go ahead and pick it up with KC8YDF. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron, with KE8PCQ on standby. KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net. Yeah, I didn't know what kind of turnout we'd had tonight. Game just starting, so not a big thing. We'll be around for second quarter and the halftime and the rest of the show afterwards, so no big deal at the beginning. Today, my project was putting in a new faucet in the kitchen sink. Putting in the new faucet wasn't a problem. Getting the old faucet out was the problem. It had been in there for probably 20-some years, and it did not want to come out. Boy, I worked probably a good 2-plus hours to get that old one out. All the water lines came out with just fine. Everything disconnected. It's just the two nylon bolts that were holding it in place were stuck, and they weren't about to go anyplace. So after several failed attempts, I ended up bringing out the one of the saws, the oscillating saw, and I was able to cut through half of the nylon bolt that was holding it on, and then was able to pound the rest of it off, and then I got it out of there. But boy, it did not want to go. I was doing a losing battle there for a while. Friday, we had the club meeting on Friday. That turned out well. Saturday, we had the club breakfast, and then Saturday afternoon, I had a dinner up in Bay City with my old motorcycle group. So Busy weekend. Now we're sitting here watching the football game. As we do, my wife and I, we just kind of have munchies throughout the day. We don't cook a big dinner. So we got a little of this and a little of that, and that's what we've been doing. If we get hungry, we just munch on something and working on our projects here. So time to settle in for the night here after the net. With that, Rick, I'll turn it back over to you, Casey, at YVF.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Next, we'll go to KAPCQ with KDATAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. KAPCQ here. Well, good news this weekend, I did not have to shovel. Did get the truck washed, and two of the doors froze up, so I had to warm that up today a little bit and finally got everything broke loose, but at least it's clean. Oh, it was a mess. So did that and got on some QSO parties. Pretty good. And tried POTA. It was pretty rough getting POTA today. I don't know why, but, you know, that's just the way it was. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Ron did a little presentation there Friday night that you probably would have enjoyed. It might help you out for your POTA. Next, we'll go to KDATAZ Mini with KE8ZOB on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Mini. KC8BOA.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to the other guys on here. And it was good to see you, Rick, and Ron, and Mike, and Tom yesterday for club breakfast. I enjoyed that. Had a good meal and a good time. A little slippery going in and a little slippery coming home, but I made it, so that's all that mattered. Got to call tomorrow and see when I can take my truck in and have them look at it. Other than that, I've been sitting here working on my puzzle, so it's a little bit hard. A lot of dark pieces, and it's putting in the grapevines and stuff now. So this is KD8DAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. Next we'll go to KE8ZOB with NAKPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Bob. KC8BOA.
Roger that, roger that. Nothing big here. Been cleaning my little ham corner here and rearranging it for you to get easy access to back of the radios with coaxials and stuff. I'm going to do some changing around outside when springtime comes. And been a hand now going 4 years, so I'm learning more, and so it's time to change some things. But anyway, that's about it. It's wintertime, and I just don't want to go outside until spring. I'm done with winter, even though it's not done with us. I do have the option to stay inside. All right, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Back to that, and good evening to everybody, and I'm glad to hear everybody on the net tonight. Back to net.
Well, thank you, Bob. Next, we'll go to the other Bob, NAKPR. Go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby, see if there's any stations would like to join.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, watching the Super Bowl. Found out something interesting today, but I was in my shack here. I got a couple TVs, but the one I watch, you know, regular TV on is over the air, and Channel 25 or NBC. They went from 25-1 to 66-2, which is kind of weird, but that's where they're at right now. So, because I turned it 25-1, it's like, there's nothing there, no signal. Then I see something flash across the bottom of the screen that they went over to 66-2, which was Fox Network. Normally, it's like 66.1 is Fox, but whatever. Spent the last two whole days putting my wife on the TV above the fireplace, and it's not made for it. There's nothing up there, you know, so being an electrician, I had to figure stuff out, and two whole days, Saturday and today, and then probably another half a dozen hours before that, just prepping stuff and seeing what I got to do and whatnot, pulling cables from here to there and figuring out what cables went where and what they are hooked up to, where I got to hook them up to, and putting holes through the floor and up to where she wanted the TV. And yeah, it was a mess. But hey, I got it done. I got it done for the Super Bowl. Got it done in time. But back to net. NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. Other stations would like to check in to the Mid-Michigan Net. Please call now, KC8VOA. Okay, hearing none, I'll take my turn. Yep, Friday night we had a club meeting. We had an okay turnout, and we had a couple presentations, which was great, and so forth. And maybe Ron will talk a little bit about the ham clock for those that weren't there on the presentation. Something for them to check out. And for myself, yesterday, as May mentioned, went to breakfast, did a little 3D printing, and tried to rearrange some stuff. Today, went to church, asked the wife if she'd like to go to Brainerd for lunch. We went there for lunch, and afterwards, everybody kind of like sacked out and so forth. They did do a little bit of 3D printing today and doing a little research on Zero Tier. And that's been about it. And with that, we'll go back to KC8YVF. Ron, go ahead and pick it up with KE8PCQ on standby. KC8VOA.
Good evening again, Rick. Everyone out on that short net tonight, as I figured. But, yeah, for those of you who have the ham clock software, either running on a computer, on a Raspberry Pi, or on one of the Innovato type of computers, the little computers, the author of that software, creator of it, passed away about a week ago, or a little over a week ago, I guess, quite unexpectedly. So that software, since it was running off a server that he used in order to feed all the data to the program, that software, the ham clock software, will go dark as of right now sometime in June. So it will cease to function. I know there are attempts from individuals to try and prevent that from happening, either getting the server or replicating the back end and putting it on the new server and whatever else. But there is another alternative. A guy, when he found out that the software was going to go dark, he decided he was going to do something about it. So he registered a website called openhamclock.com. So openhamclock.com. It is an open source program. He registered the website and started to work on it, and within about 6 to 8 hours, he had a working program up on lines. So, since it is being worked on by him and multiple other contributors, it is being updated from, I watched a video with him and on a conference call with a couple, few other guys. Hang on. The software is being updated dozens of times a day. So as they get different information in, as people contribute what they would like to see, the author and the other contributors are making updates to it. So it has flourished in the last 7 to 10 days that this program has been online. It will work in any web browser. I'm sitting here right now on my Innovato. I was in the middle of putting in the data when it came back to my turn. But it will run on the Innovato computer in a web browser, because that's all it takes. And that's the best way to do it, because there are so many revisions happening to this all throughout the day and night. Working at getting a software version to actually install on the computer, but that would not be the best way to go right now, because you would be multiple revisions behind every single day. So best thing to run it in a web browser. All sorts of cool things in this program that be able to do with it. It will work on tablets and small devices. You can make it undockable so you can move windows around and put it in what order you want. You can click on what you want to see, what you don't want to see. All the things that you were not able to do in the regular ham clock software. So check it out when you get a chance. There's not much to it. You put in your call sign and your grid square or location, and then you've got some choices as color and things like that. Click save, and you're done. It's on the air. So give it a shot. Let me break. For me, I've been doing 3D printing in between other projects here. I'm still working on my Christmas frame project. I've got had to make some modifications to one of the profiles. He had so many supports in this. It just, and the supports would not release. It was a pain. So I had to go back and paint in different supports, take a whole bunch out that really didn't need supports, and it worked out much better. So especially on the passenger car that I was working on. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm still completing the roofs for the passenger car, some other things, and I got to paint, do some parts on the side. And I'm going to have my wife do some painting on those, because the difference between doing the solid car, which was about 2 hours, or doing the multicolor where they painted the windows a different color, which took almost 9 hours. So I'll have her just paint the windows the color that I want, and it'll save a whole bunch of time and a whole bunch of filament, too. So, bad guys, 73 to everyone. Have a good week. It's supposed to be warmer, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so above freezing. One day I saw actually up near 40, so that'll be a welcome relief for at least a day or two. So have a good week, everyone. Talk to you later. KC8YVF.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and just for those that haven't checked it out yet, hamclock.org, it appeared to be a nice little update. I know we have a couple of POTA hunters out there, and there is a POTA station thing up there, so you can see who's working POTA and so forth and where they're at. So, and the latest update gave the bearings and everything else where you could just from your location, angle your beam to them or whatever you're doing. So that was kind of nice. KD8PCQ, Dave, you're up with KD8PAZ on standby. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA on the group. Well, looks like I might want to take the old Apple iPad out and charge it up and maybe use it on that, see how it works. So with that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. 73, KE8PCQ. Back to that.
KD8PAZ, Benny, you're up next with KE8ZOB on standby. Go ahead, pick up there, Benny.
Well, good evening again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. Good to hear everybody on here tonight. A lot of nice stuff being said, and had a good time, like I say, yesterday at breakfast, and enjoyed it. Other than that, I'm not doing too much. Like I say, I got to call and make an appointment to get my truck in and see if they can fix it for me where the hole is. So anyway, other than that, everybody have a good week. Talk to you next week. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Thank you, everybody. KE8ZOB, you're up with NATPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up. KC8VOA.
QSL. I just... You guys are full of information. I do have that Envato, and I actually enjoy HamClock very much. There's a lot of information. It helps me when I'm on the radio, what my probabilities are, what bands I'm going to get out and stuff on with the 100 watts. I really like it. But I just put that openclock.com on Envato, and stuff. That quick and that easy. I appreciate that. But, that's about it. I'm going to get this all set up. Thank you. Kato Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, back tonight.
Thank you there, and you have a wonderful night. Next we'll go to NAKPR, and we'll take a break and see if anyone would like to join us. KC8VOA, go ahead and pick it up, Bob.
All righty. Yeah, when Ramit was talking about, I don't know, probably about a minute before you start talking about that ham pot, open ham pot, I had heard it last night from somebody, and I was just trying to find it, and then he told me, then he started talking about it. So that's kind of funny, but yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I thought Ryan had mentioned before that the original, the Inovata hand clock was, the guy had cancer at one time. That's what I thought I had heard, but that's too bad. It was a cool program, though. And, I didn't have too much time to play radio today. You know, I just walk away from that mountain of TV thing. I just walk away for a little bit, but I picked up a dozen POTA stations today. I was just counting them. Picked up 12 today. It wasn't too bad. I just heard, I can't remember who it was that said they didn't have much luck today, but I don't know, I had pretty good luck for the long time I was on it. But with that said, I was just looking at the that open ham clock here, throwing stuff out. But thanks for doing that, Rick. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Very good, dear. Thank you, Bob. You have a wonderful night. Are there any stations that would like to check into the Mid-Michigan net? Please call now. KCABOA. Just a reminder, 1 month from today, we jump ahead, spring ahead an hour. We're going to go back to daylight savings time, and then March 20th is the first day of spring. We have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness, so we're moving that way. Yesterday, I noticed it stayed daylight until almost 6 p.m., so we're heading the right direction. Things won't be quite so depressing. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please call now. KC8BOA. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KC8BOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:22 p.m. And repeater, as you turn back to normal amateur use. 73,
KC8BOA. Good evening, 20:00 hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 10 degrees.